أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور صدق الله العظيم Our discussion yesterday was centered around the word تبارك That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being, Allah ta'ala's zat, is filled with barakah. Allah is most lofty, and all barakah, all blessings descend from Allah. Allah is the source of all blessings. The ayat of the Quran that we were discussing, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speaks about the people of the villages, the people of the towns, in the people of the past that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had discussed with regards to their destruction, if only they had brought two qualities. One is the quality of Iman, and the second quality, wattaqaw. So one quality that we need to inculcate within ourselves is true and real Iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear that all the khazana, all the treasures, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever man requires in this world, all of it is stored there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we speak about treasures generally, then our minds would go to the commodities of this world, the glamour and the glitter of this world, the gold and the silver of this world, and the platinum, and the dollars and the rands and the pounds and the euros. But together with all of that, there are more important things that we require to gain this barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need tawfiq. We need divine guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That also is khazana, is treasure, is stored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need peace, ease, comfort, tranquility, sukoon. All of that is all stored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that we all have a quest for, but sometimes there is no effort to draw from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a very simple thing like happiness. That also, its treasure is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The treasures of good health is also in the hands and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short and in brief, we need to have the yaqeen, we need to have the iman, that all of this is stored by Allah, and we need to draw from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is by our iman in Allah, wattaqaw. The second quality is that of the quality of taqwa. Now we've spoken about this on several occasions, that whether we translate it as piety, whether we translate it as the fear of Allah, whether we translate it as the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it is entailed in two aspects. One is to fulfill the commandments of Allah. If only they had brought iman and they fulfilled the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if only we bring true iman in Allah and we fulfill all the commandments of Allah, by way of the fara'is, whatever it may be, we fulfill it in the manner and in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had showed us, we fulfill it in that manner. And then together with that, the second portion of taqwa is to abstain and keep away from sin, to keep away from every form of sin. Ulama have written that if we want to gain barakah, if we want blessings, then we need to keep away from all form and all kinds of sin. The major sins, there we all would understand with regards to it. But then one is the rights of Allah, and one is the rights of fellow human beings. Try both. Fulfill the commandments of Allah, fulfill the rights of others. When this kind of taqwa comes within us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Then we would have opened up أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ وَلَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ we would have opened up upon them many different forms of barakah, many different forms of blessings that would have come minas sama, from the skies, wal ard, and from the earth. On the one hand, from the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have imbued their hearts with the noor of iman, and the earth, whatever is earthly, all the tangible things of this earth, all of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have granted. Then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking particularly about the Ahli Kitab. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Ahli Kitab that if only they had fulfilled the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how? أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. They would have lived by the Torah and the Injil. Aqama means to keep something upright. That they would have fulfilled all the commandments of the Torah, they would have fulfilled all the commandments of the Injil, they would have lived their lives by the Torah and the Injil, and then thereafter, when the Quran was revealed in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and whatever was revealed from their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them, and that is the Quran Sharif. If we can uphold the Quran, the rules and the laws of the Quran, in how many ayats of the Quran Kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah speaks about this Quran as being a kitab that is mubarak, a kitab that is a source of all barakah. So hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that if we want the barakah, let us bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep away from sin, fulfill the ahkam and the commandments of Allah by establishing the revelation of Allah, establishing this Quran. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala terminates this ayah and Allah says, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. And our iman should be that Allah has qudrat, Allah has power over each and everything. No matter how minute it may seem, tangible, intangible, concrete, inconcrete, whether we have knowledge of it, whether we do not have knowledge of it, all of it, the power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we believe that all the power lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that iman comes, then inshallah we will find that that barakah will come. So hence, when we recite the surah, Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, we need to understand and realize that the all sovereignty, all kingdom, all governance, all dominion, all of it belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is most lofty, most high. He is the source of all forms of barakah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa